Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Prior to the pandemic, there existed a very tight labor market, with many companies in dire need of qualified employees in order to continue growing their businesses. With the unemployment rate now continuing to balloon into double digits, the recruiting and hiring scene has certainly changed. How should companies proceed from here? Robert Ployhart is the Bank of America Professor of Business Administration in the Department of Management at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. This is part 5 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department. And this particular interview will be followed up with a live Zoom conference on this topic this coming Tuesday, May 26th at 3 p.m. And now joining us by phone is Professor Ployhart. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And so we certainly are in a situation that is almost the exact reverse of where we were in the job market before the pandemic.
Yes, in many sectors of the economy, a complete reversal. There are certainly many areas of the economy where labor is still tight, but even there, I suspect hiring is going to slow down compared to where we were 3 months back.
Now, would warehousing jobs such as companies like Amazon would need, are those still in a tight situation?
Yes, anybody that's dealing with logistics and deliveries. What we're observing is a lot of people that worked in areas where the economy has slowed down moving into these areas where the economy is actually heating up. Where I think you're going to see employers for the next several months, probably through the next year, is being cautious to do any long-term full-time hiring and focus primarily on short-term staffing to navigate the uncertainty that they're currently dealing with.
And so what are some of the tips that you can share with us for our business owners that are listening right now on how their hiring practices should move forward?
So I've been doing quite a bit of research with some colleagues here at the Moore School and some organizations that are talent vendors throughout the United States and actually some internationally. The biggest thing that we've seen in the data that we've analyzed is a major shift in what candidates are looking for. And right now, that shift is toward safety around health, attempts to minimize exposure to the virus, and then also some sense of stability. Now, interestingly, that for people that have been laid off who don't necessarily know whether they're going to have the opportunity to go back to their former employer, they're waiting to see what happens. So we're not seeing a mass migration away from current employment to new jobs. What we're really seeing is a great deal of cautiousness among candidates with really a desire for stability. One thing I would point out is that I don't think this is going to be a short-term issue, however. I think we're going to see health rise as a topic that candidates care deeply about. The pandemic has had a strong influence in shaping our young population of workers who tend to be the most vulnerable population. And so I think that is going to leave an impression on them for many years to come.
Another new feature of this new work environment is virtual working, you know, working from home. So are many employers looking to expand that? And then, of course, needing that worker to have the necessary equipment, or will employers provide that digital equipment?
The reality is right now, employers are all over the map in terms of how they're handling it. First, there's been a huge uptick in the number of applications going towards organizations that offer work-from-home opportunities. We've seen that many of the candidates that are now applying do not have the computer hardware or the skills to be able to work in those kinds of environments. They also need to understand that more and more hiring is going to be taking place virtually and digitally. I think that's going to become much more of a standard practice. On the employer side, they need to train their hiring managers on how to do that effectively. On the candidate side, making sure that there's a clear set of expectations of what candidates should be doing, the kinds of hardware and software they're going to need to be able to participate in the interviews, and making sure that they know that they're treated respectfully in that process is going to be really, really critical.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We look forward to the Zoom conference on this topic next Tuesday.
Yes, I do too.
Rob Ployhart is the Bank of America Professor of Business Administration in the Department of Management at the Darla Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. The Zoom conference will be on the same topic. It's next Tuesday, May 26th at 3 p.m. We will have a link with all the information posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.